Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a narcissist?
We'll find out. It's like the shopping cart thing. Or that was to find out if we were a terrible human being, right?
Well, actually, I shouldn't have asked that question. Yeah. That was the wrong question.
Okay.
Question redacted.
Got it.
What I should have asked was, do you want...
You're doing great. Take your time.
I think I might have already screwed this up, but when do you want to put up your Christmas tree?
When?
Yeah.
I used to put it up like a day or two after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving weekend, usually that weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend, a Saturday or Sunday, the tree will usually make an appearance, but almost never before Thanksgiving.
If you can't wait to put up your Christmas tree, you might be a narcissist.
Really? Wow. So I'm not a narcissist because I've never put it up.
No, I think you are.
But I've never put it up before Thanksgiving.
No.
No?
It says right here.
So I am a narcissist. I'm always the last one to know.
No, see, this is why I screwed this up.
Okay.
Because I asked the wrong question. And because no one is going to admit after hearing that, they're like, oh, well, yeah, I don't want to put up my Christmas tree.
So it's not whether
you know what I'm saying?
It's not whether I put it up. It's whether I want to put it up.
I think that's right. I think that's what she's saying. So this is a psychologist.
Okay.
And she says, when you choose to deck the halls, says a lot about you.
Yeah.
Psychologist Carmen Hera says that putting up your decorations early can reveal concealed emotions and subconscious behavioral tendencies, including narcissism.
Really?
She says narcissists derive a sense of high satisfaction from being the center of attention, from being praised and applauded. It makes sense, then, that these character traits can easily be fulfilled by turning one's house into a winter wonderland for the entire neighborhood to admire.
So would that work for all holidays? Because when can you say the same thing applies for, you know, people that go all out no matter what? Like, you know,
never
Halloween.
Thought about that.
Makes sense.
Possible.
I mean, right? And by the way, I'm not going to say anyone by name. I know this person. I know this family. And by this logic, that is 100% correct. 100%.
She said that on top of giving some a chance to show off, it also may give people the opportunity to portray a picture-perfect family. Ah, with matching PJs and all. Right, Buck?
I knew we were going down this road.
Fights and rifts are common in all clans, but some people feel the need to cover up the truth of what's going on inside their households with lights and tinsel in November. And she adds, matching family jammies.
This goes back to the performative art piece.
We're just covering up all those warts.
Yeah, kind of think that.
She added that decorating early might be a mechanism for some people to fill a void, to feel happiness when they otherwise wouldn't.
Ah, your family doesn't make you happy, therefore the decorations will.
Yes, that's correct.
I guess I've had this, not the narcissist thing, but I've often thought of people that go over the top with decorating and then like complain about it. I've always wondered if maybe there's, you know, that's one of those
You're not really complaining. You kind of love it.
Yeah, you
wait,
you
complain about it. What do you mean?
Well, it's like how much work it is, and I don't know why I do this. And you're like, I know why you do it.
God, it took me 8 hours to get all the inflatables up this year. Yeah. And
you're, again, that's I wouldn't necessarily pinpoint narcissist, but I've always thought that that person is doing it specifically for them. It's like, oh, I'm spreading holiday joy. No, you want people to look at you, and you know, I know exactly who this is, and I'm like, that everything that psychologist is saying, it to me is a T.
So
people love to do the
what?
I'm doing good for others, but in reality, I just want someone to say that I'm a great person and give me a pat on the back.
I mean, most of what people do is for themselves, whether it's disguised well or not.
Yes.
But you pass the test because she says that if you are one of the few people who has had their lights in place since October, then you like to be the first to do things. You enjoy planning and executing well ahead of schedule. You also correctly anticipate the holiday rush and wish to avoid it. She said these are all lumped in with narcissism.
Oh.
So you win.
Look at that. I will say that for me, having a festive house or the tree up and everything, it just puts me in a good mood. Like, I like it. But I don't. I guess I'm. I never go over the top. We have very simple decorations, and I never feel the need to then show other people. That's the other one that I'm also fascinated by is you the people that decorate, and then immediately it's got to go on Instagram because look at my house. That's always the one where I'm like, again, you doing that for you, or you doing it for others? I truly believe that most of the decorating and holiday stuff I do is because it generally brings me happiness.
Well, here's the thing. I got news. I'm afraid that Instagram is for you and not for others. The whole institution of it. Anything you put on there, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. I just think in general, social media has led to, we've never had a more, and this is saying something, I don't think we've ever had a more narcissistic, self-centered society in the history of mankind than what we have right now. It goes back to my theory of like, when you go on, this is the other one that I would say, like for my test, my narcissist test would be this. If I go on your Instagram or I go on your Facebook page and I find the most famous place you've been, right? Whether that's Grand Canyon, Mount Rushmore, Vatican, whatever, right? The most important or historically or just significant place you've ever been. You know where I'm going with this?
No.
Are you in the photo?
What do you mean?
So if I went to the Grand Canyon and I were to take a photo of the Grand Canyon, my photo would be of the Grand Canyon.
Not with you in
I'm
it.
I'm guessing 99% of the people, and then maybe, let's say 90%. It is not of the Grand Canyon. It is of your dumb head leering, look at the Grand Canyon, but also...
Well, but I can go and see cool pictures of the Grand Canyon online. I want to see Jason's dumb head was there. So
yeah, so they're saying, you're saying that they're saying, hey, look where I am.
Yes. It is not about the Grand Canyon. It is not about anything that is, you know, you can go stay, like, you can be in the Louvre, the most beautiful art in the world, and someone will take a photo in front of something, this masterpiece, you know, and then you're like, yeah, I know you want to look at David, but hey, by the way, check out how awesome I am. And by the way, I'm also going to take 17 photos and make sure that I pick the one that is the cutest, where I look the absolute best. Like, we've become so narcissistic that we don't take photos of anything anymore. We just take photos of us with really cool stuff in the background. And that, to me, is maybe my most troubling thing, is when you're somewhere beautiful. We were in Tahoe last year, and we were eating right on this this beautiful restaurant with a deck, and it was the golden hour, sun sinking down, and dude, it was like salmon coming to spawn. Like, you just saw like this everyone descend, because it was this great view out over the lake, and we sat there and watched, and we probably saw 20 people take a photo of that beautiful sunset. Do you care to guess how many people actually took a photo of the sunset? Probably 20. We watched 18 to 20 people.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, I'm really torn here, Jace. This is a tough one. 5-1. Damn it.
We had one person, and when it happened, we were like, holy crap, that person actually took a photo of the sunset. And then they were like passing the phones around so that everyone could get the, like, hey, take a photo. And some people don't even want that. They want the selfie, because it's not as cool if someone takes a photo of you. You want the selfie of you and your other with the Tahoe.
Well, listen, I don't look really at Instagram at all.
Yeah.
I don't have Facebook. I really don't have any of it. But I do remember that when I did, it was obvious, you know, like when you go to someone's page and it's just all pictures of them.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, well, I know what you're all about.
and that's just...
And I just always wonder, do those people know that?
Yeah.
Do they care?
Well, and it's... The other creepy one, too, is when next time you're on vacation and a bunch of people are taking photos, and families, and watch the little kids that are like 5, 6, 7 years old, because they all pose. Like, you'll watch the little girls, and they know all of the... We've all seen the Instagram poses, right? Where it's like you know, they do the, all girls do the leg in front, hip out, turn, right? And like the faces and all that. Little kids know how to pose. They all go through and you're like, whoa. Like it's, that one is a mind, you know what, for me. When little kids are just conditioned, the parents will be like, hey, let me take a photo of you. And the kids immediately go into Instagram pose mode. And you're like, yikes. Dude, that is hardwired early in kids. And then you got to wonder, like, and then the kids like edit their photos. When you're 6, 7, 8 years old and you're editing your photos to post, what does that do? What does that do for you?
You're going to be such a great old man. Well, it's going
to
be great.
Like, can you imagine like what that does to your sense of self-worth and like what you actually look like? And then you're used to putting out, hey, this is me, but it's not what you look like. And then when you see yourself in the mirror, or you see an undoctored photo of you, from a little kid's perspective, that can't be healthy. That can't be good and normal.
All right, we got a break. So none of us are narcissists because we don't put up our tree early.
Hmm.
Although I'd kind of fight her on that.
She wants to put it up?
No, the psychologist.
Oh.
I don't know. That's kind of a dumb theory.
Bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, but I
it's
see
a dumb
where,
theory.
I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, but a lot of people, you know.
Most people just want to be in the holiday cheer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's the only thing that makes them happy.
Yeah.
Because the world sucks. I'm like, well, might as well put up my Santa.
Now you've had enough.
Maybe it's just that simple.
Maybe
all right.
That simple.
Coming up next, Tarantula Guy. Here's Buck.